Local author Roz Nay has made a name for herself in the world of psychological thrillers, gaining international acclaim for her novels. Her first novel, Our Little Secret, came out in 2018, followed by Hurry Home just last year. Both quickly became Canadian bestsellers, and this week, Roz has yet another title to add to the long list of accomplishments that she's earned in a very short period of time. Nay was named the City of Nelson's Cultural Ambassador for 2021. Good morning, Roz.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
You bet.
So can you start off by telling us about how you started writing and that class that you took at Selkirk College?
Yes, gosh, I loved that course. So I was new to Nelson. I think it was about 2011-ish. And my husband signed me up for the creative writing course at Selkirk College with Almeda Glenn-Miller and Adrian Barnes. And just kind of as a hobby, and just have something to do that was just for me. And then I went along and absolutely loved that course, like lived and breathed it. And then once that finished, I just kind of kept going. I had a homework piece that I'd written in that class, and I developed it, patchworked it and put it together, and it became Our Little Secret, which came out in 2017.
And when was that course, Roz? How long between you starting your training and actually turning out your first book?
I did the year course at Selkirk, and I think I came out of that. It's really hard to remember. I think it was about 2012.
Wow.
I came out of there, and then I kind of didn't really know what I was doing. I just patchworked a book together that I wanted to write, and my kids were really small, so I was doing it in snippets of time here and there, sitting at the kitchen table when they were napping and stuff like that. And then I just sent it out to three agents. And, like, the next day had a phone call from an agent saying that she wanted to represent me. And then I had a book deal with Simon & Schuster within a month. It was kind of a dream. It was a bit like I was asleep and it wasn't really happening.
Wow, that is an incredible story.
Mm-hmm, it truly is. Yeah. So, Roz, how about you tell us about what being named the cultural ambassador for Nelson means to you?
Oh, I'm so kind of honoured and flattered by it. I mean, I arrived here, obviously I'm British, I got here, I didn't know anybody apart from my husband and my son, who was a baby, when we got here, and it's just been such a great little town, and I mean, it's beautiful to look at, it's a great place to write, but it's also this such a creative, supportive community, and I'm really proud to represent it. Wherever I go, writing events, in the States and over East Coast, I'm always talking about Nelson. So yeah, I'm really proud of it.
So you're truly an ambassador. What do you hope to do in the year ahead as ambassador? What any plans? Anything that you need to do, or have you got anything up your sleeve?
Well, I'm hoping to. I mean, I've got a book coming out in July called The Hunted. That's my third book, and hopefully there'll be events around that. But it's all COVID, COVID willing. So if I can, I'll have a launch event and there'll be readings and everywhere I go. I think the best way that I can represent Nelson at the moment is kind of social media aspects, because you can't really go anywhere or see anyone.
No.
But there are ways to still promote Nelson, and I'm working hard at that. And I'm also going to be teaching, hopefully, if not in person, then on Zoom or something, mm-hmm. A tutorial later in the year about how to get a manuscript together and maybe get it ready, polish it for an agent, that kind of thing.
Wow, from student to teacher pretty quickly.
Well, so yeah, I mean, I'm new. I'm still a little bit new.
Mm-hmm. And so, Roz, what does creativity and writing mean to you, especially during this last year? How can culture help a community?
I think we need our stories and the arts more than ever, actually, at the moment, because it's all worry and uncertainty, and a lot of people are really anxious, and I think it's great to be able to escape into a book or watch a good, well-written TV show, or, we can't perhaps leave our houses and go be cultural, but there are still really important ways to maybe balance out what's difficult at the moment. The only thing is that I write scary stories, so I don't know if it is that helpful.
Yeah, that's actually a question we were going to ask you, because your work is often in the thriller genre. How has that last year, with all the fear, uncertainty, and unease, influenced or inspired you?
Oh, I know. It's awful, isn't it? Well, actually, I'm writing a fourth one at the moment, a fourth thriller, and I'm setting it after the pandemic. So the world has kind of returned to almost normal, which feels good to write about because it's nice to think that that's going to happen. Well, we have to try and be hopeful. But I think actually it's been quite... I've been slightly concerned that scurrying away from the door and writing this, The Hunted, which is what I've been working on through the last year, was such a relief to get out of that, to get out of all that kind of anxiety that everyone's feeling. But the fact that I escaped into what was really about stalkers and murderers was kind of interesting to me, that I would rather be there. It's not a great kind of time. But I'm not writing, I don't plan to write books that are set right in the middle of this, because it's, I don't know if people really want to spend too much longer in this kind of environment. So, I'm not writing a COVID thriller.
Yeah, right. Once it's over, we'll probably be pretty glad to move
we'll
on and not change it, not go back to the same channel. Roz, you've been honored internationally for your writing. You were awarded the Douglas Kennedy Prize for Best Foreign Thriller in France before your debut novel was even released here in Canada. How have the people here at home reacted to your success, and any helped you along the way?
Oh, yeah, just everyone's so great. Like, people are stopping me on the street and congratulating me, and, like, guys fixing the roads. I walk to work. Oh, I used to, we moved, actually, but I used to walk into work around the time when Our Little Secret came out, and, guys fixing the roads would stop me and congratulate me, and it was just all nice little small-town moments that really kind of boost you as a writer, because you're on your own a lot getting the book written. It's quite isolating, and so it's really nice to be in a... to be in a community like Nelson, where people do know who you are and they do want to take the time to say well done. And it's just it's such a great little town.
Mm-hmm. I think we can all understand that and feel
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, for sure.
So, Roz, what's next for you? You've hinted at this book that's coming out. Can you give us a little sneak peek about what it'll be about?
Oh, yeah, The Hunted. It's actually my favourite of the three. It came out really easily. And it's set in Africa, which is slightly unusual for my genre, because most of them are kind of domestic thrillers. So this one's about a couple who take a job overseas in Africa, and they're a little bit out of their element. They don't really know what they're doing. They're a bit daunted, and they meet another couple who are traveling through Africa, who are super cool and really good-looking and quite suave, a little bit sexy. And they kind of glom onto them like you do when you're on vacation or traveling, and they become a happy little foursome, only to realise slowly that something is very wrong with that couple, and you know what's really going on and who they really are will kind of come out in dribs and drabs. But they're on a little island, and so they're quite secluded, and then it's all a bit stalkery, and like I said, there's murder, and it all goes very wrong. So yeah, I actually worked on the very island I set it on in my 20s, off the coast of Tanzania.
Cool.
So
Well, you're piquing our interest as well as producer producer Rob, because we're all three of us are looking at one another, nodding our heads. Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, well,
very interesting.
I think having a book set somewhere else will really be a great way for us to reminisce on being able to travel.
Yeah, and for sure.
Well, I know, yeah. It's definitely tropical island. It's a bit like Survivor, but with psychopaths. So, yeah.
So we're both wishing that we could be somewhere like that. And maybe through reading your book, we'll be glad we're not.
Yeah.
Right. It could be worse. That's right. We could be on a tropical island full of psychopaths.
That's right.
Oh, good. Well, glad we're here in Nelson. So, Roz, do you have any plans for how you'll invest your honorarium that you've received?
Of course. I know, generous check. I'm thinking that I'm gonna try and buy a sit down desk. I don't know if that's very exciting, but I really need one, and I feel like I spend a lot of time sitting down, so my new thing this year is to just try and move a bit more and look after myself physically a little bit more. And so yeah, I think I might try and take the money and reinvest it into writing things, so buy a really good sit stand desk. I know that's not
I agree with you.
Sounds like you've earned it.
Every writer needs a good desk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, or a good chiropractor. One or the other.
Well, thanks so much for being with us this morning, Roz. We've really appreciated the sneak peek into what you're up to and what's coming up next. And for those who've been listening, we've been speaking with local author Roz Ney about becoming the Nelson Cultural Ambassador for 2021. She's internationally renowned for her thriller novels, and, of course, her talent is acknowledged here at home. Her next novel, The Haunted, which she's given us a little sneak peek about, is coming out on July 7th. So keep an eye out at your local bookstores to pick a copy up.
Way to go, Roz. Congratulations.